Regionally cooler than average temperatures continue the next few days. I'm Ed McIntosh with a regional look of what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. Some areas, especially of western and southern Montana, portions of northern Wyoming, picked up some pretty decent spring snowfall overnight. Continuing to watch the showers move out of the region, a little higher elevation snow will continue. But behind this, we're going to see the temperatures stay in general about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than average. It also some periods of wind, especially east of the divide. As we look into eastern Montana and the Dakotas, we can see some stronger gusts that will persist right on into tomorrow. So it's a little cool, a little blustery at times, a little shower here or there, and then things start to wind down. By the time we start getting into the weekend, we'll start to see a transition starting in western Montana by Friday and Saturday, the rest of the region Sunday and Monday, bringing in warming temperatures with scattered spring showers. Enjoy your afternoon.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's about that time of year again, and Montana Farmers Union Camp up at Arrow Peak in the Highwood Mountains is now open for registration. This is an affordable opportunity for kids to enjoy camp, the great outdoors, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank this year's sponsors, CHS, Mountain View Co-op, and Farmers Union Insurance. Register today and learn more at montanafarmersunion.com.